In the year that Turin was 17 years old, his grief was renewed, for all tidings from his home ceased at that time. The power of Morgoth had grown yearly, and all Hithlum was now under his shadow. Doubtless he knew much of the doings of Húrin's people and kin, and had not molested them for a while, so that his design might be fulfilled. But now, in pursuit of this purpose, he set a close watch on all the passes of the Shadowy Mountains, so that none might come out of Hithlum, nor enter it, save at great peril. And the orcs swarmed about the sources of Narog and Teiglin, and the upper waters of Sirion. Thus there came a time when the messengers of Thingol did not return, and he would send no more. He was ever loath to let any stray beyond the guarded borders, and in nothing had he shown greater goodwill to Húrin and his kin than in sending his people on the dangerous roads to Morwen in Dor Lomin. Now Turin grew heavy-hearted, not knowing what new evil was afoot, and fearing that an ill fate had befallen Morwen and Nienor, and for many days he sat silent, brooding on the downfall of the House of Hador and the men of the North. Then he rose up and went to seek Thingol, and he found him sitting with Melian under Hirilorn, the great beech of Menegroth. Thingol looked on Turin in wonder, seeing suddenly before him, in the place of his fosterling, a man and a stranger, tall, dark-haired, looking at him with deep eyes and a white face, stern and proud. But he did not speak. "What do you desire, foster son?" said Thingol, and guessed that he would ask for nothing small. "Mail, sword, and shield of my stature, lord," answered Turin. "Also, by your leave, I will now reclaim the dragon helm of my sires." "These you shall have," said Thingol. "But what need have you yet of such arms?" "The need of a man," said Turin, "and of a son who has kin to remember. And I need also companions valiant in arms. I will appoint you a place among my knights of the sword, for the sword will ever be your weapon," said Thingol. "With them you may make trial of war upon the marches, if that is your desire.